Hey everyone, it's Sean Thompson, the Renovation Guy. You know where to find me on Twitter at 203K, on Instagram at FHA203K, on Facebook you can find me as Sean Thompson, the Renovation Guy. On YouTube, it's all things Sean Thompson, the Renovation Guy. You could also find me under that header on iTunes and Spotify. Hey, go check out the material, listen to it, like it, share it. You know what to do. I'm here for you guys. You know, so we make the HGTV style financing possible. Find any house you want, purchase it, and then customize it all in one loan. I like to call them home loans with built-in renovation financing. And super simple, super affordable. You know, of course, I'm here this morning. I'm in my house. I'm talking softly so I don't wake everybody up. I'm an early morning guy. But I had a thought. With all of the projects I get to see from my vantage, you know, I have a good feel for what's trending overall in renovation design and request. In other words, what do people want and where are things trending? So I'm going to give you my top five today. And I'll start out with number one, which is probably an obvious one, but customers are moving away from darker kitchens and spending money on the lighter, more airy feeling cabinets and flooring and tile. Although dark wood can still look nice in a very regal setting, it's certainly not as popular as it used to be. You know, kitchens are clean, light color, you know, and void of any darkness these days. And it really helps. It's a really good selling point, but it's also what customers want. So, number two, there's been a big technological upgrade in utilities. Things like tankless water heaters, storing electric power, whether it comes from the roof like the Tesla system into your garage, you know, super efficient appliances like washers and dryers and super efficient dishwashers and smart refrigerators. These are big wants, but they're not cheap, you know, so you're going to want a budget for that. Here's number three, outdoor living. Man, you know, a functional, weatherproof, yet beautiful outdoor living space, I gotta tell you, they're here to stay and they're not going anywhere anytime soon. I'm talking full, almost built-in kitchens, you know, and seating areas with some sort of dining space are meant to extend the living space outside of the house. Either it's on a deck or a patio or just a specific spot in the backyard. You really gotta prepare for that. Think about what I just said. It's not just the items that you have to buy, you know, the material, the grill, you know, the chairs and sort of living space, but it's also building out the area. You have to build out a deck or a patio to be able to support that. So those can be expensive as well. Number four, bathrooms. Man, bathrooms have become a sleek, expressive, and expensive, you know, way of living. It's really important, you know, that bathrooms are aesthetically pleasing, you know, to customers and buyers. You know, so way gone are the way of those functional yet but pink and powder blue matching tile tub and sink things. You know, a modern medium-sized bathroom can run you anywhere from $8,000 to $20,000. You know, buyers find those super bathrooms, along with their kitchens, you know, to be a huge upgrade in their sense of pride and quality of life, which is important. Spend a lot of money on a house, you know, you want quality of life. You want to enjoy it. You know, you want to get the most of it. And good, well thought out bathrooms do bring a lot of pride, you know, to the sense of home ownership. So lastly, customizing your home for technology. It's one of those big trends in America today, yet people don't think about how much it costs. And I'm not just talking about the entertainment category, like big televisions and sound systems. I'm talking about multiple internet access points, you know, security, webcams for entry points, smart garage doors, temperature control. Temperature control is a biggie. And use of universal voice commands. The Jarvis house from Iron Man is a real thing, you know, and technology is the biggest forgotten expense in updating a home. Listen, as I always say, home buyers severely underestimate how much desired improvements cost, and then they overestimate their ability to afford it or acquire it after closing. You know, so don't be one of those types. I just gave you five projects that cost a lot, but it's what people want the most. So everything I talked about can be rolled into your mortgage at closing. That's what renovation lending is. You know, you put down as little as 3% of the purchase price and the renovation. That's a huge win. Folks, that's the most affordable way to get what you want from the house that you find. So it's going to be a great weekend. Have a good time getting out there and searching for your dream home. You'll find it. And as always, if you're a buyer, realtor, or contractor, I'm here for you. This is Sean Thompson. I'm the Renovation Guy. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.